Well, the time has come. The NBA schedule has been released. Here to talk about it with us, Senior Vice President of Basketball Operations, Peter Dinwiddie. This is a bit of a process, I know. Can you take us through, from your end, what it's like getting this schedule from the draft process all the way to where we are today?
Yeah, not a problem at all. So the league sends us a draft, and then we have 48 hours where we can kind of negotiate and go back and provide some feedback to the league. And so during that 48 hours, Chad Buchanan, Kevin Pritchard, and I get together with Rick Fusen, Mel Rains, Marty Bechtold, Todd Taylor, and we kind of evaluate the schedule and, you know, see how we can kind of tweak the schedule here or there. This year, the league focused on player rest as a means to eliminate some of the teams resting players on their own. And so back-to-backs is always an area that we try and we were looking at the draft, we always go back and try and eliminate a couple. We've had as many as 21 or 22 back-to-backs in a season before. And this year, when we received the draft, we noticed that we only had 14 back-to-backs. So that was a positive. But at the same time, the schedule wasn't quite as balanced as we would have liked it to be. And so we really focused a lot on trying to have a more balanced schedule.
What can having 14 back-to-backs versus 17, 21 in years past do?
I think it just provides a lot more rest, you know, for the players, and hopefully provides a little bit more time to practice, you know, for the team. I know this year the season has been bumped up. The season, NBA season, regular season is going to start on October 17th, and our first regular season game is October 18th. And so that extra week, you know, should allow for some more practice times. And, you know, like I said, it's going to loosen up the schedule because instead of having 21 back-to-backs, we only have 14, which should, you know, allow more rest and, you know, which will be better for injuries.
Someone in your position, do you have to approach training camp, preseason any differently now that that area is a little bit shorter with the season moving up?
So each team is in control of the preseason schedule. And so with training camp being reduced from 4 weeks to 3 weeks, our preseason schedule has been reduced from 7 or 6 games to 4. And so we did that so that the coaching staff would have more time to implement their offense, implement their defense in a short amount of time.
Obviously, each schedule is a little bit different year in and year out. Do you like the fact that you're starting at home and have a couple of home games right off the bat?
Yeah, no, we definitely, I mean, we enjoy that. I think, you know, it's nice having your home opener, season opener, you know, early on so you can try and, you know, hopefully get one win under your belt. You know, we've had seasons in the past where we started, you know, 3 games on the road, and it's been difficult because sometimes you go to 3 different venues and you're the home opening opponent for each of the various teams. So being able to begin the season at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, you know, is a good way.
And I know one area the fans will be looking immediately when they hit the schedules, that December 13th game against Oklahoma City. Someone in your position, were you focusing on that, and is it good to have that maybe in the earlier part of the season so it doesn't hang over?
You know, to be honest with you, I wasn't focused on that at all. You know, that was something I noticed. That's, I believe, our only nationally televised game on ESPN. I think we have some other games on NBA TV. But I was more looking just what's in the best interest of the franchise as a whole. You know, then that's focused on back-to-backs. That's on how balanced is the schedule. And so those were the main issues we were trying to pay attention to. I really didn't, you know, jump out to say, hey, when do we play Oklahoma City?
Less back-to-backs, I know, is certainly a positive this year. Now that the schedule's out, does it kind of feel like, all right, it's time to get going, we're in basketball mode?
Definitely. I mean, it's a step in the right direction. You know, we still got a little bit of time. But, you know, before we know it, next month, September, is when training camp is going to begin. So, you know, as the weeks continue to, we get closer to September, you know, everything starts to come a little closer and you start to get this reality and sense that basketball season is right around the corner.
What is this next month time or so for you like as we get ready for training camp?
You know, the month of August, it used to be extremely slow. It's picked up a little bit with the G League, just because, and with the two-way player contracts as well. And so we're still busy, but it's not as busy as the month of July. So it's always good mentally. You can kind of catch up on your sleep and recover a little bit from all the activity that transpired in July.
Well, always good for people in your position, for the fans all the way down, to get that schedule out, starting to get a little bit closer to basketball. Senior Vice President of Basketball Operations for the Indiana Pacers, Peter Dinwiddie, thanks for your time and good luck this season.
Pat, not a problem at all. Thank you.